Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, November 8th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: magical earnings from Walt Disney, boon for Hong Kong, and shifting retail landscape. Leading today's news: major profits at Disney's theme parks, up 17% to $1.4 billion, and movie studio divisions, up 79% to $1.1 billion, pushed earnings past Wall Street targets late Thursday, more than offsetting a decline at the company's media networks division and sending shares up 5% after hours. The company also said it spent less than it had projected on its big plunge into streaming ahead of the Disney Plus launch next week. "We're making a huge statement about the future of media and entertainment and our continued ability to thrive in this new era," CEO Bob Iger told analysts on a conference call. In other news, reports overnight said Alibaba is planning to launch a Hong Kong share offering in the final week of November, a move that would raise $10 to $15 billion as the world's largest ever cross-border secondary listing. The e-commerce giant already holds the record for the world's largest IPO, with a $25 billion float in New York in 2014. Alibaba had been working on an August listing in Hong Kong, but the transaction was put on hold due to anti-government protests in the city. Baba is up 0.7% pre-market. Another wave of Sears store closures is on the horizon as billionaire owner Eddie Lampert struggles to return the big-box retailer to its former glory days. Following the closures, there will be just 182 Sears and Kmart stores in operation, down from 425 locations as of February, when Lampert rescued Sears from bankruptcy proceedings in a $5.2 billion deal. The company has posted 7 straight years of losses and shuttered hundreds of outlets under Lampert's leadership as shopping trends shifted online or to rivals like Walmart. After buying WhatsApp for $19 billion in 2014, Facebook is finally building out the service's e-commerce tools by launching a catalog feature where businesses can display a mobile storefront, showcasing their wares with images and prices. Facebook similarly added a shopping feature to Instagram in March that lets users click a checkout option on items tagged for sale, though transactions there happen directly within the app. Futures are inching down after yesterday's gains, when the Dow and S&P 500 notched record closing highs, as traders wait for the next catalyst to move stocks higher. Any kind of uncertainty there, with the market at all-time highs, and it's easy for traders and institutions to press the sell button and take some money off the table, said Alan Lanks, president of investment advisory Alan B. Lanks & Associates. Reports have suggested that the White House's plan to roll back China tariffs faces internal opposition, though President Trump said the two sides had come to a substantial Phase 1 trade deal on IP, financial services, and big agricultural purchases. Despite U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs on Europe, as well as $7.5 billion of duties on European goods, President Trump won't take the next step in imposing tariffs on European cars next week. That's according to Jean-Claude Juncker, the outgoing president of the European Commission. Trump has until November 14th to decide whether to apply new duties on European carmakers, after arguing in May that American imports of European autos pose a national security threat to the U.S. A green interest rate is one of the topics on the calendar today as the San Francisco Fed convenes the U.S. Central Bank's first-ever conference on the economics of climate change. The event is so oversubscribed a webcast has been created to meet demand. "It's important to us to form a monetary policy perspective to know what the potential growth rate of the economy is, and if climate events or climate risk is going to shave that off, even if it's over the long term," San Francisco Fed Chief Mary Daly said earlier this week. To speed up our recovery from natural disasters, deal with risk from abroad, and accelerate productivity growth, we are formulating an economic plan along the lines of a 15-month budget, said Yoshihide Suga, Japan's chief cabinet secretary. It will be Japan's first economic stimulus package since 2016. The BOJ has already cut overnight interest rates to negative 0.1% and purchased trillions of yen's worth of government bonds, but the flat yield curve now makes it hard for banks and insurers to turn a profit. Indonesia's Lion Air has found pickle fork cracks on two 737NGs with fewer flights than the FAA safety directive after reports surfaced last week that Qantas and Southwest Airlines found the same problems on planes that did not require urgent inspections. It's not good news for Boeing, which is already deep in the midst of the 737 MAX crisis and involved Lion Air. Repairing the cracks requires grounding the airplane, with remedial work costing an estimated $275,000 per aircraft, according to aviation consultancy IBA. BA is down negative 0.2% pre-market. The DOJ has issued civil subpoenas to Ford, Honda, BMW, and Volkswagen that reached a tailpipe emissions deal this summer with the state of California. At issue are details of how the agreements were reached, and if the automakers engaged in improper conduct. The Trump administration in September issued a determination that California cannot set its own vehicle emission standards and zero-emission vehicle mandates, which the DOJ said could raise antitrust concerns. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, consumer sentiment is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.